guys.
So, a lot of shit has gone down.
Drama.
Drama. The tea is piping hot. It is. And like last time, Jen was like, don't say that, you know, you have to say nothing might happen. Well, apparently, this time I'm gonna say nothing's gonna happen. I'm gonna say everything's gonna happen because now too much has happened.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not shocked by a lot of it.
No, none of us are shocked.
No.
Like, we all, but like, I mean, okay, I'm not shocked about the timing because it's Vince McMahon. This is Vince. You know, we all know how Vince is. He's done a lot of alleged shit. Like, he is not the bastion of morality, whatever.
He's not. But I feel like people are calling this woman a victim, and I don't think she's a victim. It doesn't sound like she's a victim. Sounds like she went into that willingly and then she got a payoff for it. That's what it sounds like to me. Although, if someone got passed off to John Laurinaitis, I mean,
that is a victim right there.
The poor woman has suffered.
Okay. First off, let's talk about how in this situation, John Laurinaitis is the ultimate fucking scumbag.
That's true.
And here's why. Okay, first of all, John Laurinaitis is a fucking scumbag. Like, without this situation, he's a fucking scumbag. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he fired certain Wyndham Lawrence Rotunda over text messaging. Okay? But also, he has a history of getting into the women's locker room. You catch my drift. But going back to this situation, that motherfucking scumbag cheated on his wife, who is the Bella's mom.
Did it happen after they got married? Because I still haven't seen a date.
Yes.
Okay.
It was while she had brain cancer.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh my God. So when was this supposed to take place?
The lady got hired at the end of 2018 going into 2019. Ah. And then the Bella's mom got brain cancer about 2020 when the pandemic hit. Like, she had like full on fucking brain surgery and shit. And that's when apparently John Laurinaitis was banging the chick, allegedly, during Mama Bella's brain cancer.
Here's the thing with Vince, right? I don't think Linda gives a fuck what Vince does.
I don't think they're still married.
No, I think they're married in name only, like in law.
They're married, yeah. They're married legally.
I don't think she gives a shit.
They don't even fucking live together.
So, like, I don't look at it as like, oh, Vince is disgusting for doing that, but John Laurinaitis, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting. That's why I said he's slightly worse in the situation.
He's way worse, in my opinion.
Okay, so again, Vince and Linda, I don't think they've been married in a long time.
Right.
Like, probably a decade. Like, Linda is too busy being, like, fucking on Trump's board and shit, and doing disgusting things in the name of Donald Trump, and possibly, maybe, allegedly knowing something about an insurrection. So, you know, whatever. Vince is a scumbag because literally he like bragged about, and this was back in the early 2000s, he bragged on cheating on his wife, and he's like, oh yeah, I tell her too, I tell her everything I did,
because I'm sure she didn't care. I doubt she married him for love in the first place.
Well, he really didn't have that much money. He almost went bankrupt, so like maybe she did marry him for love, which is weird because like Vince came from a trailer park.
But I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like she didn't care.
I think she I think she married him out of love and then realized what the fuck she got into and was like, you know what? After the point he started fucking around more, they had like, fuck you money. So like, right. At that point,
I think it was like, well, you're going to help me with my career then.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. you know,
and,
like,
and also I think it came down to like, okay, so we're trying to run this like family friendly business, like we gotta pretend we're still married, right, for the business, because if the business goes down they don't get any money, so like we're just gonna pretend we're married because we're the mom and pop business.
I don't think they really even pretend like they're married. It's not like they're ever talking about each other. Like,
well, Linda doesn't say anything about anything.
Right. But he doesn't know her talk either.
No, Vince talks about himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if you've been under a rock for the past like 5 days, this is what's going on. Vince started his affair with the 41-year-old paralegal, which I thought 41 was old for him.
Really?
He's 41.
Interesting.
I know. I thought she was like 18.
I was thinking like early 20s. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like that seems Vince, 18 to 25 seems to be about his age range. But she's 41 and she's a paralegal. And she joined the company because she was having some monetary problems because she was helping her two parents who were sick. Now I'm like, who's mad at her? I'm not mad at her. Get that bag. Anyway, she started as a paralegal making $100,000 a year.
As a paralegal?
Yes.
Is that a lot for a paralegal?
I thought so. I was like, okay, first of all, I should have become a paralegal. Because apparently you're getting paid $100,000 to be a paralegal.
That's not right. I mean, normal.
In April of 2020, she got a raise from $100,000 to $200,000. Mind you, they were already fucking. And she had started fucking John Laurinaitis and became his secretary. She left the company at the beginning of this year. And Vince made her sign an NDA and gave her $3 million, $1 million of it up front, and then the rest of it would be paid in installments. And supposedly, the person who told the board of directors about this whole thing was a friend of the lady who had, like, known all about it and shit.
So here's what I don't understand. Vince has probably had, like, countless affairs, right?
Yes.
Why hush this woman?
I think they've all been hushed.
With $3 million? It's interesting to me.
I mean,
I'm sure they all have NDAs, obviously.
I think the difference is this one, the issue. And here's the thing. The $3 million is not the issue. Because the $3 million was paid from Vince's personal money. That's fine. That's whatever. The issue is that she got $100,000 a year raise with company money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. So, yeah, that's the issue. And I think that's why a lot of the other affairs really aren't known about, and why this one's different is maybe they didn't get a raise. I think Vince maybe got too comfortable and was like, oh yeah, give her more money.
Oh, but the worst part is that girl had to have sex with John Laurinaitis.
And Vince. Like,
but see, Vince doesn't gross me out as much as John Laurinaitis does.
I mean, I think both would make me vomit.
Do you think she was with both of them at the same time?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, $3 million is not enough. Not enough. I need more compensation.
I'm sorry. If I had to pick between the two, though, I'm picking Vince.
Well, yeah. If you have to pick, I guess Vince, but I'd like have to be very, 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 very intoxicated. on pills, on weed, on drugs.
I'd be like, so where's your son?
I'd be like, can I have your phone? Sir? You have a phone number of people I would do this with. Not you.
Oh my
anyway,
gosh.
Vince admitted that he did sleep with this woman. But he said it was consensual, so he didn't, like, sexually assault her. Even though there is a line here, you guys. Technically, it is a... They're thinking it could be, like, a quid pro quo situation.
Well, she didn't because have to do that.
But he was wondering if Vince maybe held information over her head or this promotion over her head. They're investigating, so we don't know.
I'm sorry. $100,000 wouldn't convince me to have sex with this man.
Well, apparently she was fucking Vince before the $100,000.
Well, there you go.
It's, they had to raise it another $100,000 when Johnny Ace got involved.
Oh, God. It's disgusting.
So they do have a third party law firm doing the investigation. So Vince can't really tamper with this because it is a third party.
Thank but he God. Can make a spectacle out of himself.
He already has.
I know.
He's but here's the other thing that Vince is very, very, this is where he might get into more trouble. They have found that there are more NDAs and they are currently investigating those. So
I mean, I'm sure there are, but I guess within the company that's the issue.
Well, yeah, they gotta look at all of them now because who knows how long this has been going on.
I'm just shocked she was in her 40s.
Right? That I was like, okay, first of all, she's in her 40s, which hell yeah. Us older gals need, you know, about time that we became the fantasy here.
That's true. Yes.
Second of all, this bitch fucked Johnny Ace for $100,000 more a year.
They lowballed her, man.
They lowballed her. Third, how are you making $100,000 a year as a paralegal?
I don't like that.
Explain it to me like I'm dumb. And also, $3 million, I would have held out for $5 million. Anyway. So all of this dropped, and Stephanie, who just left, and then they had all these rumors that she was terrible at her job and she was horrible. And to save the stock prices, by the way, all these rumors were just to save the stock price. So she's now the CEO and chairwoman of the WWE.
Good for her.
Good for her. And Hunter is now back as well. I have a feeling Johnny Ace is eventually going to get fired. I'm surprised he's not already fired.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think people were on Fightful Select. They got, they asked their sources what everybody thought. Apparently people were very excited that Stephanie was now in the CEO.
She's not going to be making any decisions. You know that.
She's not, but you know, after, this could lead to her making decisions because there's a way for them to permanently remove Vince. But I don't think he thought about. See, the board of directors could remove Vince because Vince signs a contract as an executive for this company. And section 5.2 of that contract says termination by the company. The company may terminate the executive's employment under this agreement at any time with or without cause.
Huh.
The purpose of this agreement is the company shall have cause to terminate the executive's employment under this agreement for any reason, which any reason of the following, which is materially or that is injurious to the company, interest of the company, property of the company, operations of the business, or the reputation of its company and its affiliates. A, the executive theft or embezzlement or attempted theft or embezzlement of company money or property. B, the executive's intentional, blah, blah, basically fraud. If Vince tried to commit fraud against the company. C is material misconduct or gross negligence. Why have we not done this one already?
Uh-huh.
Like, the, come on. I feel like that one should have been... should have been the one. D, a plea of guilty or conviction of a misdemeanor crime involving moral turpitude or a felony could happen. Or E, the executive's willful or intentional breach of contract, including all the covenants set forth in Section 8 of this contract, for following reasons, for following purposes of Section 5.2, no act or failure of this act shall be considered willful unless it's done or admitted the executive acted in bad faith or without reasonable belief. All right, let's go down to the... So basically, Vince could be fired because he's not being morally... a moral person.
Well,
Vince could be fired. Which, okay, why have we not done this before if that's the case?
Because if we fired everybody in that company that didn't have any morals, there'd be nobody left. It's the truth.
I'm trying to think. Sami Zayn.
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens, they'd be left.
Mm-hmm.
I guess AJ Styles?
Nah, probably not.
Well, you know. Ollie. They're like, that AJ Styles, he's a good Christian man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But anyway, he could be removed. The mainstream media has gone wild on this story. Meltzer was on CNN.
Oh, God.
I think they made him leave his, like, dungeon of papers because he was in just, like, a very basic room talking. And it was for like 20 seconds. So, you know, Meltzer was on CNN. Vince also appeared on SmackDown because, you know, ego and glory, kids. And it was the dumbest thing. I got worked on that one. I was like, man, he's going to go on there and like spill the tea. No. He was like just
spanning his narcissistic self.
Like, then, now, forever. I'm like, oh God. It's like, welcome to SmackDown. And then like walked away. And I'm like, that's it.
It was a statement without saying a statement. I don't give a fuck.
He's like, I'm Vince McMahon. I do whatever the fuck I want. Be like, well, that's what you think. Personally, I don't think he's ever coming back as CEO. Like, I think this investigation, knowing what I know about this fucking psychotic, narcissistic, sociopathic billionaire who owns this company that I've been watching majority of my life, this is the tip of the iceberg. This is actually like the least dramatic story. I don't know why it was like, when I found this out, I'm like, why is everybody losing their minds?
I think the weirdest thing was the Laurinaitis part.
I'm not, you know what? I'm just wondering, like, are we going to find out that they have like fucking threesomes or something?
And then yeah, I think so. Oh God. So disgusting.
Also, Shane McMahon has said nothing about this. And all of the shoot interviews I've watched are saying Shane's probably sitting in his living room going, God, I love these people because they're my family, but God, I can't stand them. So, yeah. Shane's here. Shane's not there. I do think Stephanie is going to become the permanent CEO. I think the only thing is I think it'll come to the point again, because I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, because I'm like, it's Vince. We know how Vince is. And again, when I heard about it, I was like, this is pretty tame on Vince Sanders. Like, the guy got Jimmy Superfly Snuka allegedly off on murder charges. Like, it's gonna be, what is this?
Like, this what is a is consensual this? Relationship.
Yeah, what the fuck? I was like, did he rape her? And then I was like, oh, she's 41. Apparently not. Okay. Like, come on. What the fuck? But I do think we might find out more. And then I think whatever we find out might be just so bad that Stephanie's like, oh no, you gotta go.
He's still gonna be making the decisions though.
I mean, if that board of directors enacts those clauses though.
But you know him, he'll still find a way to do shit, even if his name's not on anything.
Also, I think Nick Khan is gonna be like, no. Because he wants to sell that shit.
We shall see.
And nothing tanks the prices like Vince McMahon. Also, Vince has multiple lawsuits at the moment, guys. He has two or three by the shareholders in regards to that $100,000. Because they're like, wait a minute, that was our money? You're a publicly traded company? Like... but he did settle one of his lawsuits today for wrongful termination of somebody from the XFL. So that's one less lawsuit Vince has now. I don't know. I think it's gonna come to a point where like they're gonna have to force him out. It's been done before, guys. Like somebody having 80% voting, he has 80% of the voting on the board of directors, but at again there's clauses in his contract that can be enacted where Vince could possibly be gone. So just remember in the steroid trial, Vince had Jerry Jarrett as his surrogate CEO and chairperson, and it never came to that point. So you know it's got to be bad when Vince willingly says, oh yeah, Stephanie's in charge now. So he knows there's shit. That's why I think he like stepped down so quick, is he knows there's shit that they're about to find.
That could be true.
We could, guys, who knows? By this time next week, we could know all of Vince's dirty secrets. I, for one, would love it. All right. So if that wasn't enough news, Jeff Hardy got a DUI at like 9:40 in the morning. So, okay. We learn that Jeff Hardy got a DUI. And it just says he was arrested at 12:20. They didn't say a.m. or p.m. So everybody assumed, oh, it was 12:20, like midnight. Oh no, it was in the middle of the goddamn day. Like, we, until that police video came out, we're like, oh yeah, you know, he was probably left somewhere, you know, had a little too much to drink, you know, had some, oh no. No, no, no. He had been drinking all night and then all morning.
Probably popping pills too. We don't know.
Probably. And you notice he didn't really start until Matt and Rebby left. So, because I guess Rebby was watching him like a hawk and wasn't letting him drink. And then everybody was all pissed because they're like, well, he had obviously been drinking all night. You left early that morning. And they're like, she's like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Have him lay between Matt and I? Like, he's a grown ass man. Like, really, he's a grown ass man. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So
Jeff, now I definitely believe was fucked up that night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They tried to say he wasn't. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So Jeff was on a Florida highway at 9:40 in the morning going like fucking fast and then going really slow. So he was like all over the place. He's swerving. He's like going off the side of the road. So like obviously people in other cars are calling 911 because he's driving like a fucking madman. And of course the cops show up. And they draw their guns on him. And then he just stumbles out of the car and I'm like, oh. But the best part of the whole thing is he's wearing a Jacksonville Jaguars shirt. So eat your heart out, Tony Khan. And so finally the cops get him out of the car. He's like stumbling around. He's slurring his words. He's like,
Didn't they say, where are you going? And he said, North Carolina. And they said, where are you coming from? And he said, North Carolina.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, he's like, I'm going to North Carolina. And they're like, okay, well, where did you come from? North Carolina. And then they're like, well, sir, he goes, I have to go get a brain scan done. And even one of the cops was like, should you be driving? Like, so then of course they do a breathalyzer on him. He blows up 0.294, which is almost four times the legal limit. The fact that he said he had to get a brain scan done. Also, how did he rent a car? Because he has a suspended license.
Also, why the fuck is this man not using Lyft or Uber or a fucking paid driver? I mean, he's got some money. You can't find somebody of yours to pay to drive you around. Like,
well, and yeah, and that's what a lot of people are saying is like, if Jeff Hardy went on Twitter and said, hey, I will pay somebody $100 to drive me here, how many fucking fans would do it for free?
That's true.
Yeah. So like, yeah. So then Jeff, by the way, he had to sit in the video at one point because like he couldn't stand because he was so drunk. Now mind you, he's already driving on a suspended license and this is his third DUI in 10 years.
Surprised this is only his third.
I know. I think after 10 years, they fall off. So, you know,
third time getting caught.
I'm sure he does it every day.
Yeah.
So at this point, Tony Khan, you know, because he bought into this whole thing that WWE was a liar and WWE, who tried to make him go to rehab, was full of shit and they're just mean and they don't like Jeff Hardy and they're terrible and blah, blah, blah. I'm Tony Khan and I hate everything and I'm probably on cocaine, so I'm okay with this. He tells Jeff he has to go to rehab, guys. Now, mind you, the man has been in rehab how many times now? Probably like 5-6. And mind you, he doesn't think he has a problem, so like him going to rehab isn't going to do anything. So AEW suspended him without pay. He has to go to rehab and stay sober for a certain amount of time before he can come back, which has led a lot of people to say Jeff Hardy's never coming back.
He doesn't deserve to at this point.
He needs to just retire. He needs to retire. There was another video that came out where Jeff was singing the night, early in the morning, late night before, and he was drinking whiskey, and he said, I have such a love-hate relationship with whiskey, and the fans actually, you can hear an audible gasp, and the fans were like, I didn't think that was his drink, and he's over here just drinking it like, woo, yay. But also, this actually vindicates a lot of what the WWE said. Where they said that he was drunk and he said, no, I'm not drunk. You're a liar. I passed a drug test. Well, yeah, he passed a drug test. Alcohol stays in your system, what, like 12, 18 hours? Huh. Yeah, of course he passed a drug test. Anyway, do you think rehab would even work at this point?
No, because he doesn't want help.
No, he doesn't think he has a problem. And I'm really wondering, not to be an asshole, but where the fuck is his wife in this?
She's trash.
She's like, I don't know, you guys are lying.
Is she an addict too or something?
I don't know. She's a very private person, so.
Probably.
But Matt and Rebby have no alcohol in their house, no drugs, no nothing. Because Matt is a recovering addict, so. Yeah. You know. So the Hardys were supposed to be on AEW in a ladder match. Obviously that didn't happen. Also, they were supposed to be at Triple A's Triple Mania. Matt still went and teamed with John Morrison, who came out as Johnny Hardy. Also, Matt released a statement on his podcast saying that after speaking to Jeff the last couple of days, he's so remorseful and so embarrassed and he hates himself. That's part of it, too. He has to know, obviously, what he did was atrocious and terrible. It was terrible decision making, but he has to know that people still love him. It's very important. At the end of the day, it all comes down to the individual. True. You have to keep yourself in check. True. And be on top of yourself. Something Jeff has never done, obviously. You are the only person that can really ensure that you're going to not go awry or in a bad direction, whether it's because of your own addiction or mental issues. If you don't decide to do it on your own, you're kind of just half-assing it and you don't get any productivity out of it. That's true. You're not very productive if you don't think you have a problem. I go out of my way now to try to avoid these setbacks. I try to be as smart as I can. I think through every decision. I put myself in situations to succeed and situations to be the best version of myself that I can possibly be. In the past, when there were times like that and something happened, I didn't do it because I made poor decisions. You feel awful and usually regret everything you do. I know Jeff felt that way about everything, especially with what happened with the AEW ladder match. I feel bad. I was backstage feeling, man, I should be out there doing this too. It was a part of an advertised match. When it was all said and done, this is bigger than pro wrestling. It's just pro wrestling. It's big time pro wrestling. It's a big TV show and everything, but it's just pro wrestling. I need my brother to be healthy. I need him to be well and be the best he can possibly be. And that takes priority over everything. So, I don't know. I do definitely think that Jeff, first of all, needs to have one of those. They have like an ankle monitor that like tests if you've been drinking. Mm-hmm. I think he needs one of those where like it constantly tells like a third party if he's been drinking. Because obviously he cannot stop himself. Uh-uh. So who fucking knows? I don't think he's coming back. I don't think he's got a problem. Well, you know, I think his only problem is he can't stop himself. And he obviously has a lot of issues and obviously doesn't want any help. So as long, you know what, though, take every fucking car away from him and every fucking key. And there should be like a photo of him everywhere, not to rent him a car. Don't ever give him a car.
I think if you have a DUI conviction, you shouldn't be able to rent a car ever. Like that.
I feel like he should like ride a bike. Just ride a bike. Just ride a bike, please. Not a dirt bike, not a motorcycle, a bicycle. Just ride a bicycle everywhere, Jeff. And then if you get pulled over for riding a bicycle while drunk, then you really need to go to prison. Like, come on, sir. Sir. Oh, so while this is all happening, Cody Rhodes has surgery on his pec. And he had successful surgery. Everything went great. He'll be back January 22, just in time for the Royal Rumble. And then we find out that Randy Orton is also hurt. So there goes the main event of SummerSlam of Roman versus Randy. Randy has a back injury and he's having surgery probably sometime this week and will be out until December or January.
So enter your favorite person.
Enter Brock. Oh God. So I've decided, I mean, Jen might want to stay and watch it. Whitney might, but I'm going to leave.
How are you going to leave if we're there? Where are you going to go?
Like Jeff Hardy, I'm going to get an Uber, you know.
I mean, unlike Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, I'm going to get an Uber. And mind you, that day I will be pre-gaming it. So, you know, I for one will not be drunk driving anywhere. And yeah, I don't give a fuck. I walked out the first time. I don't need to see this again.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I don't need Roman versus Brock part 5276.
So what you're saying is if I choose to stay to watch this, I'm just gonna have to meet up with you later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That seems fair.
I don't want to stay. Like, I think that is the dumbest thing in the world. Like, why? We already know who's gonna win.
Or do we? I mean, Roman doesn't want to do shit, so.
And neither does Brock usually.
No, but it could go either way.
You know what? I depending on who wins Money in the Bank, I'll stay. Because I expect to cash in for the love of God. And then, of course, part of me knows it's going to be Roman because they've already announced fucking Roman versus Drew at Clash of the fucking whatevers. So, yeah.
It can change.
And nobody wants to see Brock versus Drew. Nobody. Ain't nobody want to see that.
Nobody wants to see Drew versus Roman, but.
I don't want to see Drew versus anybody. Go away.
And that's sad.
We used to like him. And then they're like, oh, look, it's Drew and Sheamus. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. Drew and Sheamus does nothing.
Poor you know, Sheamus.
I, for one, love that this is karma for releasing everybody because now they got nobody.
That's true.
This is karma. You released Wyndham because you know he could have made it at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Braun couldn't have made it at SummerSlam.
Braun's boring to me too, though.
Well, it's an option. It would have been an option. Who else did they? They everybody else. They released everybody else. It's everybody.
Samoa Joe. Keith Lee.
Adam Cole. It's everybody. They just got rid of everybody. Now what? Like, now are you gonna have Braun Breaker? I don't give a fuck about Braun Breaker. I don't. I'm sure Braun Breaker is a great guy, but I don't give a. I don't even watch NXT anymore. I don't care. Fuck. But you know who's not gonna be at SummerSlam?
Who?
Probably Sasha Banks.
That's true.
That's true. Because she may or may not be released, but they're keeping it very quiet. Some are saying yes. Some are saying no. Some are saying her lawyers got her release and she had to be quiet. Some are saying she could have signed an NDA at this point. So who knows? Sasha Banks is MIA. She ain't coming back. And then Naomi, we don't know where Naomi's at.
Right.
Naomi's.
I feel like Naomi's somewhere. Just a, like, I don't know. I'm not saying, I don't know. I don't like Sasha. So I don't really have any sympathy for Sasha, but I feel like poor Naomi just got roped into something she probably didn't want to be involved in the first place. And she was trying to be a good friend and be like, no, you're right. Like, you know, you're right. And now she's probably going to lose her job. I just feel bad okay. for her.
I feel like Naomi agreed with the original sentiment and then it just got really, like, it went downhill really fast. But I think Naomi, honestly, what's saving her is the fact that she's married to one of the Usos. So
true.
They want to keep Roman happy. So, but oh shit, you know who could have been in the main event? Killer Cross. Just thought of that. Yeah, just thought about that. Jeff Hardy, if he wasn't drunk too. Anyway, yeah, I think Naomi will be fine. If not, if she wants to leave, I say let her leave. She, you know, she doesn't have to stay, but I feel like Sasha, I do agree though. I think Sasha maybe was like, oh, we're gonna do this and everything will be fine. It worked so well for Bailey and I before.
Right.
Also, where is Bailey? Like, I don't know where Bailey even went. But yeah, who fucking knows at this point? Sasha doesn't need the company though. She doesn't. She could get a Mandalorian spinoff tomorrow and you know. I think one day Vince will regret it though. So yeah, Sasha maybe. Stands. They are. Anyway, let's talk about happier news. That's not so much drama. Slammiversary was last night.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to happen, but I was still happy to see it. AJ Styles got to send a video package. And he seemed like he was pretty, like he was kind of finally kind of going, because he didn't leave Impact/TNA on good circumstances. Like, it wasn't a good situation when he left. It was kind of like MJF, but less drama. I feel like AJ could kind of sit. It looks like he maybe got to think about his time there and realize that, like, even, I mean, especially under the new management, that they appreciated what he did, because he was very much featured, which is why I knew he'd at least have a video segment, is he was very much featured in like the lead up to Slammiversary. And also, in the beginning of the pay-per-view, they had a video package, which was done really well. And it had a lot of AJ talking about how he was like an Impact original. And he was also voted by the fans as the most impactful male wrestler and the most impactful X Division competitor. So AJ definitely got a lot of praise last night, and he got to do his video package, and it looked like he was talking about his match with Samoa Joe and Christopher Daniels, and you know, it looked like he was finally kind of at peace with Impact TNA. I think he's finally at peace with it. So
that's good.
I'm glad that he at least, even if it was a video package, he at least got that peace where like he knows that not everybody thought he was a piece of shit. Sting and Kurt Angle also had their video packages as well. So that was nice. But anyway, going with the match, there was a lot of nostalgia last night.
Oh yeah.
They definitely went for the nostalgia factor, which I kind of liked. It was nice. I wasn't mad about it. So the first match they did was Ultimate X. I love Ultimate X. I actually think it's a really good match. I've seen one live and that was fucking insane and I loved it. So there you go. Speedball Mike Bailey is the new Impact X Division champion. He defeated Trey Miguel, Ace Austin, Kenny King, Alex Zane, and Andrew Everett, who stepped in for Jack Evans, who was injured. So, but Speedball Mike Bailey, that was a good choice. I saw him like 4 times over Mania weekend, because that guy did like 37 matches in 4 days.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was insane. He was the Iron Man of the weekend, so that was a good choice. I think guy is insanely talented. Then the next one was the Knockouts World Tag Champions, and Rosemary and Ty are now the tag champs. That's very exciting. This definitely, if one thing that I'm happy about is Taya got released, now her and Rosemary are a team again, and that if Jen and I cosplay again, that could be one we could do again. We were gonna do it, and then the pandemic happened, and then Taya left, and then you know all that shit happened, and now they're back together. So,
and they're champs.
After that was the Briscoes versus the Good Brothers. And this match, I was on the fence on, because I figured the Good Brothers would win, only because there's a new baby Briscoe who was born like 8 weeks early. So I think they might be going a lesser schedule, which is good for Impact, because like they only film twice a month. So, but I think they're taking on a lesser schedule, at least until the baby's probably out of the NICU and all that shit. So congratulations on baby Murphy Briscoe. He's here and he's adorable, except he's all in those little machines and it's kind of sad. Aww. But Jay announced the birth of the baby because Mark's never on Twitter, but Jay is. So they, Good Brothers are the new tag champs. The Briscoes look pissed, but they're going to get a rematch, obviously. And at the end, they broke kayfabe and America's Most Wanted came out. And had a beer with the Briscoes and the Good Brothers.
Nice.
Yes. I was not mad at that. James Storm is looking good. I'm like, you look better than you did in Impact. How is that possible? Like, I don't know. I don't know how that's possible. But I think this is a sign the Good Brothers will be re-signing next month. Right. I'm pretty sure they're staying. And the Briscoes are obviously signed, so they're not going anywhere. So the rematch will happen. Probably in Atlanta on July 1st. So mad. But it's like you couldn't have just done it in Nashville a month later.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Okay. I just thought of something. What if the announcement is there's an Impact show at StarCast?
Oh, could be.
That could be it. And then we'll go. Then we'll go to an Impact show. I'd be happy.
You're going to have to pick, though. It's probably going to be like pick between.
No. It'd probably be probably Sunday night. Oh. Might be Sunday night. Which there's, it would be earlier though Sunday because, so like at WrestleCon, how they would do it is on the last day they closed earlier, but the final show was at like 1 o'clock.
Oh,
so they might do something like that where it's like an afternoon show, right? Because they already said they're not, they're gonna be, StarCast is closed and they're not having any shows during SummerSlam, so it's not gonna, there's not gonna be a, any conflict with SummerSlam. So they've already, because somebody asked them about that too, because they were like, well, is anything happening during SummerSlam? And they're like, no, we're closing that day at like 1 o'clock. So, which that's the day, that's the day the Briscoes, no, there's a Sunday, Effie and Nick Gage is Saturday. And probably Eddie Edwards is Saturday. So, but yeah, Jay Briscoe Sunday. So, which could explain if they're going to have an Impact show on Sunday.
That's true.
That could. So, there you go. That could be what it is. Hopefully, that's what it is. Fightful Select did report that Impact's talent would be at StarCast. So, there you go. After that, it was another match that I was looking forward to. And this was a shit show, but in the best way. It was Honor No More, which is Eddie Edwards, Matt Taven, who, okay. Let's talk about Matt Taven for a minute. Matt Taven is the guy who you think is so fucking annoying and is terrible, but he's actually a really good dude. And every time he does something really good, you're just like, fucking Taven. Like, oh, like it's so hard to hate the guy. Like the other day,
I don't like him.
I'll tell you right now, girl, I hated Taven. Then the other day I found out that Taven helped one of his fans who is trans.
Oh.
Yeah. And then another fan was like, I know Taven's so great. I struggled with depression because of my weight and Taven helped me through that. And I'm like,
oh no.
God damn it. Like, why do you have to be so nice? I'm like, you're so fucking annoying, but you seem, you're like salt of the earth guy. Anyway, yeah, so it was Eddie Edwards, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, Vincent, and PCO. And I'm wearing my Honor No More shirt right now. You could tell who I was rooting for. Versus the Impact Originals of Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley, Frankie Kazarian, Nick Aldis, and the mystery person who ended up being Davey Richards. Okay. Now, obviously, if you don't know, Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards were on a tag team together. So that caused some drama. That was a lot of drama because, you know, we don't know where they stand. We don't know if Davey Richards thinks that Eddie Edwards is full of shit now, or if he wouldn't hit him because that's his tag partner. You know, we don't know. Huh. So this match, again, was a clusterfuck. Dixie Carter was... okay. Hold. AJ Styles is going to be on Miz TV tonight. So, there you go.
Okay.
Anyway, Dixie Carter was the one who announced Davey Richards coming out. Now, during the match, obviously it's clusterfuck. Kenny King came down to the ring at one point. And who comes out to counteract Kenny King? D'Lo Brown. And his Aces and Eights gear comes down. And then Maria tries to get involved because, you know, that's Maria. And guess who shows up for her? Tracy Brooks, a.k.a. Frankie Kazarian's wife, shows up.
Ah.
So then all this shit's going down. And Earl Hebner's son, Baby Hebner, who was the ref in the match, got taken out. And guess who ended up doing the three count into this match?
Who?
Referee Earl Hebner, who is in his 70s.
Oh.
Which was good because his twin brother, Dave, passed away 2 days ago. So it was actually very nice. It was a touching tribute.
Right.
But the match was a clusterfuck, but the Impact Originals obviously won. The match was actually really good, but they were pulling out every stop. It was nuts. After that was the Queen of the Mountain match for the Knockouts Championship. It was Jordynne Grace, Tosh Steele, Deonna Purrazzo, Chelsea Green, and Mia Yim, with Mickie James being the special guest enforcer for the match. Let me tell you, there was a fucking crazy ass ladder spot where Mia Yim pushed the ladder over, and Deonna and Chelsea went through, I think it was two tables. That was a crazy spot. But in the end, Jordynne Grace won, which I did not have. I thought it was going to be Mia Yim. And then finally, the end of the night, Josh Alexander retained against Eric Young. That match was really good. And they pretty much told the story of all the Impact greats, down to Josh Alexander doing the Styles Clash on Eric Young.
It was
cool. I liked it. They pulled out the ankle lock, the Styles Clash. They did Samoa Joe's submission finish from Impact. They did all the shit. I'm like,
that's cool.
Yeah. So Josh Alexander retained, which I figured he would. In other news from that show, they announced Bound for Glory, which is going to be October, which is like their second big pay-per-view. And they did not announce the location yet, but it is in October. Also, Gail Kim was named the most impactful knockout, and Motor City Machine Guns were named the most impactful tag team.
Huh.
There you go. It was a good show. And then tonight, they're going to film the next round. Tonight's the next round of tapings. So keep an eye out for those. All right, Money in the Bank. Coming up.
Look at your face.
It's happening. It's happening. So far, the only people in the match for the men is Seth, Drew, and Sheamus, with Sammy versus Shinsuke SmackDown this Friday.
So we're thinking what Seth's going to win.
I'm going to have Seth or Sammy.
Sammy would be a good choice.
Sammy. See, Sammy makes sense because he's trying to do this whole, like, I'm in the bloodline thing.
Right.
So that would make sense. But Seth, I think, would be the most, like, could you imagine if at SummerSlam he pulls the robbery again?
He might.
That's why
and then you will have missed it because
I know. I'm gonna just be drunk. I'll be like, I gotta get drunk for this. But anyway, I'm kind of leaning Seth.
I think so.
Unless they have Cody Rhodes trot out in an arm sling. And
I still think that's possible.
It's still possible. Our friend of the show, Whitney, is hoping that is the outcome. The women's match, we have Lacey, Liv, Alexa, and Raquel with Becky versus Asuka tonight on Raw and Shotzi versus Aaliyah on SmackDown. Not gonna lie, I think it's gonna be Liv.
Probably.
It's gonna be Liv. They announced a tag match for both tag belts, the Usos versus the Street Profits, which I think the Usos will retain. Uh-huh. Obviously. The SmackDown women's title, Natty versus Ronda, which I don't remember which. Okay. I was talking to Whitney. And we were talking about this pay-per-view and I said, watch, you're going to do some stupid shit like Natty versus Ronda because that's all they got left. Why did I say it? Why? I hate being right about these things.
You know, in season 3 of RuPaul's Drag Race, when they're doing the rating challenge and Raja's going down the list, and she's like, fat, whatever, who cares? Yeah. Syphilis. Look at the list. Syphilis. Like, who cares?
Oh my God. Oh, but yes, remember, this is the same Rhonda who loved to say that the women's locker room is terrible and all it is cupcakes and hand jobs. And fuck you, Rhonda. Shut the fuck up. Nobody likes you. Uh-oh. Why is she still here?
She doesn't even seem like she's having a good time at all.
She's not even drawing anything. There's no
nobody
drawing.
Cares anymore.
Nobody gives a shit. And then we have the match that will obviously be better. The Raw women's title, Rhea versus Bianca, which will be better.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Let's see. What?
Apparently there's rumors that Rhea will not be in it.
What?
Is she hurt? I don't know, but that would be really bad. Hold on. Raw is about to start, guys. So if anything crazy happens in the first segment of Raw,
yeah, we'll Five Will Select has learned that Rhea Ripley is out of Raw's money. Raw's women's title match at WWE Money in the Bank. Our replacement will be determined tonight. Well, shit. There you go. They just did a Tim White tribute on Raw, which we were going to get to. Referee Tim White passed away. We lost 2 referees in 3 days. I don't know what happened there. Oh God. Fucking Theory's gonna be doing a promo where he's posing again. Anyway. So yeah, I guess it's now Bianca versus TBD. Anyway, let's talk about Raw. John Cena's coming back next week. Yeah. So there's that. It's better than, you know, better than all that shit. Also today, Elias is returning.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't quite know how Elias is. Oh, Bianca is coming out on Raw. Bianca is coming out. Should we listen? Should we just react to what Twitter says? Also, I'm waiting for what StarCast has to say. It's a lot happening.
That's right.
All right. Well, where's the announcement? We were gonna get into that as well. About StarCast and also, we might see John Moxley's world title match. Okay, so now somebody just did the Brock Lesnar's coming back tonight as well. So somebody said that this person, the only people it could be if they're going big name on StarCast, Hogan, Taker, or Austin. Because they have not appeared. Taker would be a good guess. Oh God, it's going to be Hogan, isn't it? Oh God. I don't know. Okay, we also have a qualifying match, Riddle versus Almost right now. Is Elias going to do a show? Is he performing?
I don't know.
He's going to do something, isn't he?
Anyway,
yeah, I'm assuming, I don't know how they're going to deal with the Elias thing. But anyway, let's talk the G1, and we'll end this with our Nashville trip because we always love talking about that. New Japan news, Jay White is our IWGP champion.
Yay.
And nobody really talked about it.
Of course not.
The A block, and there is now 4 blocks for the G1 now, guys. 4. Yeah. The A block is Okada, Yano, Tom Lawler, Jeff Cobb, Jonah, Bad Luck Fale, Lance Archer. The B block is Jay White, Ishii, Sonata, Tama Tonga, The Great O'Con, somebody's name who we will never mention in the show, and Taichi. C block is Tanahashi, Goto, Naito, CSJ, Kenta, Evil, and Hinari. ND is Osprey, Yoshihashi, Takagi, Finley, Robinson, ELP, and Yuge. So,
those people
are announced. They're probably not going to be a StarCast.
That is true.
So, they're probably not going to be there. Ace Austin obviously is not going to be there because he does have impact duties, so we may see Ace Austin at StarCast. Where is this announcement? Come on, Star. Oh, here we go. Paige.
Ah.
We've already met her. That's not much of an announcement. Okay.
Good for the men. Right.
We met her. She's cool. I wouldn't pay to meet her again. Yes. Yeah, you don't really care. Anyway, that was anticlimactic. Anyway, let's talk about our trip, shall we?
Okay.
Because we love talking about our Nashville trip that, you know, is about a month and a week away. The clock is ticking, ladies and gentlemen. So they announced for the GCW, the People versus GCW, which is the GCW show, that it will be John Moxley versus Blake Christian for the world title. That'll be exciting. Get to see Mox.
True.
That is true. Get to see Mox. I'm sure Mox will be announced for StarCast. Speaking of StarCast, I finally have some meet and greets, and Whitney finally has a meet and greet. We all now have at least one meet and greet.
This is true.
Finally. I'm very underwhelmed with what this, I'm pretty underwhelmed. And obviously they announced Paige, and I'm like, really? That's disappointing. Like, it's like every time they make an announcement, I'm like, that's it. Like, all these people are free agents, and that's who you got. Anyway, well, at least the line, maybe she'll make all the other lines be very.
That is true, because all the men will go over there.
Yes. I don't really care. That's disappointing. They need to announce something good. Make me want to be there.
Or we could just be drinking.
Huh?
Or we can just be drinking somewhere instead.
Well,
we could technically be drinking before StarCat. Well, depends. They announced somebody else. Also, there's this guy on Raw who is a sign that says Nebraska should hold WrestleMania. Are you kidding? Like, is this a joke? No.
Like, where? In a cornfield?
In a cornfield? Like, fucking.
They have corn in Nebraska. I have no idea.
What else is there in Nebraska?
I guess
corn. That's it.
Corn.
That's it. I don't know anybody who's ever been to Nebraska. I don't. Nobody I know who's been to Nebraska. Nobody. Does it even exist? Obviously, since they're there, it should exist. But, like, does it?
I mean, all I know is Omaha. I don't know anywhere else in Nebraska.
Cue the Shane Dawson conspiracy music. Does Nebraska exist?
Is that where they are, Omaha?
Yeah, they're in Nebraska.
I don't know.
They're at the University of Nebraska. I'm like, okay, well, who, like, goes to the University of Nebraska? Like, nobody. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, who lives in Nebraska? Well, who, what? I'm confused.
Why would you? I probably sound stupid
right now, but. Oh, God, there's 47 people in the ring right now.
Mm.
And Carmella. Okay, I would wear that outfit if I was skinny. But I'm not, so that'll never happen. Also, WWE needs to announce, like, if they're going to do the Superstore or any meet and greets or anything, because let me tell you.
Oh.
What?
I just saw Derek Berry's tweet about India Farah. She said she thinks I can't keep her name out of my mouth, yet she can't keep plaque out of hers. Okay.
Oh, my God. The fans are not happy on this star casting. They're like, really? You literally are acting like this is a major star, and then this is it?
Wow. See, I figured the men would love it.
I know. There's three men who are very excited, and the rest are like, oh. Like, remember when we were at Madison Square Garden and Taven won the ladder match and everybody was just like, oh, kind of like that. I'd rather meet Taven than that. Yeah, who fucking knows?
She's the most requested, really.
Okay, now Alex is walking out and she still has the doll. So,
I guess it's going to be Alexa then?
Who knows?
Is it a rumble? I'm confused because I'm not watching it.
I'm not. I have it on mute and I'm just. I just want to know what the fuck. Why Alexa still has the doll? Like, why is this a thing?
Because it makes money. That's why.
For who?
The doll sells really well in the shop.
That's how we paid the NDA, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
The doll's money. Anyway, the Ric Flair match is moved to a new venue, so that happened, and so far we're literally buying just the weekend ticket for StarCast. We're just gonna go and meet a couple people and shop and then go get drunk. So, you know, unless they start announcing some people who are like, yes, let's go,
right,
let's do this. So far I don't see anybody who's like, yes, we're doing this.
Yeah, but we still got a month. We'll see.
Okay, do these people not realize what you have to do to diet if a certain somebody is announced?
Oh, you just gotta plan like he's there.
Oh,
then you'll feel good. Then you'll feel good. You might meet somebody else. You don't know.
I hate my life. Yes, I'm whining. I don't want to eat healthy. I don't want to. Don't make me do it. Also, yes, more shit should be announced because right now it just seems like merp.
Huh.
Like, I'm well, getting that.
Feeling. SummerSlam will have some kind of something at their store. I mean, you know, they're going to have a store.
Yeah, they'll be like, it's $10 to get in.
You can meet Finn Balor for $30. And I'll be like, okay.
If only. Fuck, I'll do it for 60.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
They're like, you can meet Finn Balor for $60 and he'll be dressed in a suit. And I'm like, oh, that's a bargain. That's a bargain. Could you imagine? They're like, that's a bargain.
Oh, that's true.
And they're like, you can meet AJ Styles for $45. I'm like, ooh. No, they'll be like, you can meet him for $300. Yeah, no.
Ugh.
Anyway, guys, I think we're at the end of our show. That was really anticlimactic. We were waiting and like, that was it. That was like nothing against Paige. We've just like met her before.
She's all right.
It's okay. Like, it was exciting when it happened and, you know,
we moved past it.
We moved past it. Like, it's not like they were like, oh, Wyndham's going to be there. It's like, that's the excitement. Or if they're like Mojo Rawley and then like, that's,
we'd be the only ones excited, but we'd be
excited. The only ones. But you know what, though? As of late, Mojo's getting a lot of respect. So maybe we wouldn't be the only ones.
Maybe.
Mojo's getting a lot of respect. I mean, can we at least have like an Honor No More or, you know, something here? Because so far, StarCast sucks and Russell Khan's king. Sorry. Anyway, guys. Hopefully next week we don't have anything to talk about.
I'll say it.
Okay, good. I'll say it. Why not? Watch like next week. They'll be like WWE sold to Disney for fucking bajillion dollars.
It'll be like 10 wrestlers involved in NDA scandals. Inside WWE.
They're like, we are firing Alexa Bliss because hand jobs. I'll be like, well,
if I have a hand there. Job, that's bad.
I mean, if that like the lowest of the low. I mean, if you had a choice, it's John Laurinaitis, but you could only like full on fuck.
But I get that. But who would pay someone $3 million for a hand job when they could just do it themselves?
I don't know. I don't have a penis. I can't tell you. What I don't they either. Think.
But they, I, from what I've heard, it's like men know how to do it better than women. So,
well,
like,
yes, because we don't know.
Obviously.
I'm like, we don't know. We don't. Like, I don't know.
I don't want to know. That's a lot of carpal tunnel work. I don't want to do that.
That's an easy way to break a wrist.
I mean, that's carpal tunnel and then dick sucking.
Arthritis.
Lockjaw and, you know, arthritis. TMJ. Yeah.
Like, yeah. You get arthritis.
They're called and jobs then, like, for a reason.
Yeah. That is a job. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, you gotta wear like a hand, like a wrist brace.
Just gotta walk around with a wrist brace on.
Oh, be like, man. Oh, what'd you do? Oh, I fell down. Well, I'm counting all this money. But you know,
just one last thing. The this is not going over well with the Paige announcement. People are
disappointed.
They're like, was that the announcement?
Oh man.
this guy's like well, at least I can't wait for Flair's last match.
Why, you know, I don't know. I mean, good for her, I guess.
I mean, it doesn't sound like not it's going to sell out.
I'm going to be a hot seller.
Like, I don't care. Can't you announce somebody for the ladies?
Like, throw us a freaking bone here. We're like, this point, it's going to be like, wow. This is fun. Like, I'm literally meeting a gay man. That's where my weekend is. I'll be like, Effie, hey, this is the highlight of my weekend because StarCast blows. Like, that, I'm literally meeting a gay man.
WrestleMania had so much promise, and now SummerSlam, I am meeting a gay man. Yep. Par for the course, I guess.
Oh, man. More time
just
to drink.
Like, wow. It's like, wow, guys, this is so exciting. Oh, and then I'm going to go see more gay men in drag. So, you know.
Oh, that's right.
You just keep it, you know. Anyway, guys, until next week, when who knows, maybe StarCast will get their shit together and announce people.
Maybe.
Bye.